Exercise 14.8b. Is air pollution the result of human activity?
Maybe not everyone realises that, but even before humans appeared on Earth, there were already cases of air pollution as volcanoes erupted, sending ash and poisonous gases into the atmosphere. And they still do, of course. To give you some examples, the eruption of Mount St. Helens in 1980 ejected ash that covered areas over several states. The volcano also discharged 1,000 metric tons of sulfur dioxide per day, and an additional 160 metric tons of this gas for several years after the event. El Sichon in Mexico in 1982 ejected 3.3 million metric tons of the same gas into the stratosphere, where it was converted to sulfuric acid mist. Kilauea in Hawaii emits 200 to 300 metric tons of sulfur dioxide per day. But volcanoes are not the only source of natural pollution. We also need to mention dust storms, especially in arid regions, which add massive amounts of particulate matter to the atmosphere and spread it over long distances. Dust from the Sahara, for example, often reaches the Caribbean and South America. Swamps and marshes emit noxious gases too. Nature isn't always kind and gentle.
What is the actual harm done by air pollution?
Air pollution causes material damage by dirtying and destroying buildings and other material objects. It increases health hazards, especially for the very young, the old, and those already ill. It causes crop damage by slowing the growth of green plants or simply killing them. It can also reduce visibility and, in some extreme cases, it can increase the number of traffic accidents. Finally, with its ugly smoke plumes and unpleasant odours, air pollution is also an aesthetic problem.
Polluters are numerous. Who or what exactly causes all the pollution?
Motor vehicles are a major source. Indeed, they are the source of about 50% by mass of all air pollutants. Our transportation system accounts for about 80% of carbon monoxide emissions, 40% of hydrocarbon emissions, and 40% of nitrogen oxide emissions. Then there are power and other industrial plants. Most particulate matter comes from them. About 40% from power plants, and about 45% from industrial processes. Similarly, more than 80% of sulfur oxide emissions come from power plants, with a further 15% from other industries. In addition to that, power plants alone contribute about 55% of nitrogen oxide emissions.
You've mentioned several pollutants. Which ones are the worst?
Carbon monoxide is produced in large amounts. This gas is quite toxic, but it is deadly only in high concentrations. Otherwise, its contribution to cardiovascular disease, by increasing stress on the heart, is difficult to measure. The World Health Organization, WHO, rates sulfur oxides as the worst pollutants. Sulfur oxides are powerful irritants, and according to the WHO, people with respiratory illnesses are more likely to die from exposure to these oxides than to any other kind of pollutant. Sulfur oxides and sulfuric acid formed from them have been linked to more than 50,000 deaths per year in the United States.
And the final question. Is air quality generally deteriorating or improving nowadays?
Of course, it depends on the region, but overall air quality has improved considerably over recent years. From 1986, average concentrations of lead, particulates and carbon monoxide have declined by one-third or more. Sulfur dioxide levels have declined by 37%. However, nitrogen dioxide levels have declined only 14%, and ozone is down only 6%. Unfortunately, despite the improvements, overall air quality still leaves much to be desired.